Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Artist Interviews. I'm your host. This is Harris Jagginjack, and today we have a new artist with us. It's Louis the Saint. I just wanted to go ahead and introduce you today. And first question I wanted to start off with right off the bat is, how do you describe yourself as an artist?
Well, I'm a mixture of like rock, pop, hip hop, and trap music because I was heavily influenced by all four. I enjoyed Travis Scott's music and his like very melodic type delivery. And I also like Trippie Redd's, like, you know, and Juice WRLD's incorporation of rock into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Lil Baby has that like rapid fire melodic stuff. So, yeah, just gravitated all over the place. And my influences are very wide, but I like just to be honest in my music. I want to talk about stuff that people usually stray away from or that's taboo, but I want to do it in a way that's not like, oh, quit preaching to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's ironic because my name's Louis the Saint, but but yeah, so I just want, like, Zombie Walk, for example, I'm shooting the music video April 3rd, and I'm going to be releasing it sometime in April, early next month from April. Of course, I can't remember what comes after April.
May,
thank you.
Yeah. no worries.
But, yeah, that's about drug addiction, because when you hear the song, it's very much so honest to who I am and kind of things that I've been through.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about your name choice. Why Louis the Saint? Where did that come from?
Well, I got multiple reasons for it. I grew up Catholic, but it's not necessarily like I'm a Christian rapper or anything. I'm just a rapper who happens to be Christian. But I say Louis the Saint more so because I feel like I've definitely fucked up a lot in life. I've done a lot of things that, you know, I'm not proud of, which is everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the Bible, God picked, you know, like some of the worst sinners to be the saints. So I feel like everybody should get a chance to be a saint. That's kind of what the name is for.
Okay. So you kind of got like that everybody deserves a second chance type of theme to your name. Do you have that going on in your music? Is that how you would describe it?
Definitely. My music is all about self-redemption. Cool. And dealing with your inner demons.
And did any of that, you know, really come from any of those influences you talked about, like Trippie Redd, like Juice WRLD? How much is self-influence, and how much of that is, you know, outside, like, you know, like other artists' influence?
Well, I think that just witnessing a lot of what's gone on in the culture and just all the people dying and kind of made me realize that, you know, I want to be more honest with what happened to me. And I don't want to necessarily make a bunch of party songs with drugs only without, you know, also slipping in a message in there, you know?
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form. It's not like I'm preaching to anybody either. I'm just telling them all the horrible shit that's happened to me and how I kind of bounce back from it.
I hear you. How did you bounce back? Was it through music?
Yeah, pretty much. It was my motivation to, you know, go to rehab, get a job, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, get therapy and shit. But it's very understated, but it's important.
And like, has music always been something that you wanted to do, or was it like more of a new interest that recently just popped up in your mind?
Oh, I mean, music's always inspired me. I like listening to Eminem in middle school helped me deal with bullying. Listening to Queen kind of helped me not care about what other people think. You know, I got different stuff from different people, different folks, and it's just all kind of meshed together to make me.
Okay.
You know,
I hear that. How did you get your start as an artist? Like, you know, where did you, I guess, first start recording, or what first led you on the path to becoming a full-time artist?
Man, I started going to parties and stuff, and they would have like little freestyles and stuff, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And I used to be one of those kids. And then I, you know, met more people through that and eventually got connections because I was always interested in recording my own songs. And then my buddy Chris introduced me to Eric, and then we've been building a studio, shout out Lightspeed Studios, for some time now. It's been like how many years? 6 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah. And I've been doing music for 8 years. So it's he's been with me pretty much the whole time.
Wow.
I've been doing music.
So you've been doing it for quite a while now, huh?
Yeah.
Has, you know, has there ever been like major struggles with you continuing to be an artist over the years, or just being able to, I guess, kind of like section off the work and keep it all together?
To be honest with you, it was more like, I had to consider what type of music I wanted to release. I was making all kinds of different songs, but the identity wasn't really there. And I don't want to bring more confusion to the rap game when there's already a lot of existing confusion with what's going on and bad influences, good influences, who's, you know, it's a lot of drama. I just wanted to stay away from it.
Yeah. Is that what you think pretty much the current state of the hip-hop/rap game is right now?
Well,
or at least mainstream-wise?
I think mainstream, it can be a lot of drama and it can be a lot of bad news, and it's starting to carry a lot of negativity. When I think of hip-hop, I think of all these dead, overdosed rappers and all these, you know, people who got shot. Like, you know, I don't even need to name any of them. There's too many.
You already know about them all.
Yeah, there's way too many to even list them at this point, and I think that's ridiculous. Because you get up to that point, you're rich, you got everything you want, and then you die. Like Pop Smoke, for example, he died right as he was getting famous. He didn't even get to enjoy any of the spoils of what, like, you know, he didn't get to reap any rewards, which was bullshit in my mind. I just thought it was...
I agree.
Depressing.
I agree. It's often depressing. I feel like part of it is... You know, society, and even to a certain extent us as artists, we kind of like that violence because it's into the entertainment aspect. And I'm not exactly sure why that is. Maybe there's like some kind of biological reason for it. I don't know. What's your take on it?
I think a part of us has a carnal instinct to, you know, enjoy. That's why we watch violent movies. It's why we play violent video games. We seek to take our aggression out in any way we can that's not actually violent. But a lot of people don't realize if you constantly brew that inside of you and you're not aware of it, it will turn into real violence. It can manifest itself into the culture, into your head, and especially in impressionable younger listeners. Okay. They like, some of them grow up in really bad areas, and they're kind of led to believe that being aggressive in such a way is the way to be.
Are those the type of people that you're trying to speak to through your music?
Man, those types of people are like my best friends. Like, shout out 10K Kobe. He's like, I met him like a year ago. No, how many years ago was Structure? Maybe like, around a year and a half ago, we performed at Structure in Harvey, Illinois. And we did, it was just an amazing show. And ever since then, I've been rocking with him. I didn't care how many followers he had. He didn't really care that I wasn't popping either. But we just fucked with each other. And, you know, hanging out with him more, I saw how it was, and I saw how culture kind of affects the minds of people who live there. And it's, I don't want to see people living like that type thing, you know?
Okay.
I can't sit here and talk about violence and stuff knowing that that exists and pretend like I support it and whatnot.
Okay. So you're against the violence, it's safe to say.
Oh, of course.
I hear you.
But I know it's like, sometimes a necessary evil in a way. Like, you know, in some environments, it's going to take a lot of work to change that.
Of course.
You know?
100%, I agree with you on that.
I don't support it, but I know it's there.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely hear you on that. It's an interesting take. Talk to me a little bit about your hometown. Are you originally from Chicago, or where are you from?
I'm from Wheeling.
So nearby, not too
yeah,
far.
Yeah, pretty near.
Northwest suburbs.
Nearby, yeah. And I just kind of always grew up around a very diverse mix of people. There is a very large Hispanic community, and me being Mexican myself. I'm Mexican-American, half and half. My mom's white, my dad's Mexican, and right. I kind of bounce between both sides of the coin because... People are like, you're Mexican, but not quite. You're white, but not quite, you know. So it was weird.
That's a struggle in and of its own. Do you feel like there's not enough people to relate to in the rap game like that. I know Logic is, you know, one of them, but a lot of people like to call him corny for that. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't really put a whole lot of, like, I feel like it's going to come out one way or another.
Right.
My personality, my music at some point is going to reveal who I am. The message that I'm carrying is more important. I want people to, like, also enjoy my music.
100%.
I just want them to bop to it. That's it.
That's the goal. I can respect that for sure. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, what drives your creativity? What's your main motivator?
The ability to help people in the future somehow, some way, shape, or form, to contribute to the greater good, if you want to call it that, and just, you know, be there for others the way I know others have definitely been there for me.
Okay. What's the main reason behind wanting to help, you know, the whole, you know, benefit the whole world, I guess, so to speak?
Well, I've always seen, like, a lot of the things that go on, and I'm just not okay with it, I guess. And I know that I could easily just do the music just to make some money or whatever, but I want to do something with it. I don't just want this to be just songs that, you know, somebody right. tosses on a playlist and then in a year nobody listens to it, or 2 years. I don't want to be just like the previous wave of hip hop that, like, you know, that mumble rap, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah.
I hear you. What would you say, you know, kind of sets you apart from those type of artists?
I like to stay real to like, for example, if I make a line about drugs, I also put the consequences somewhere in that song.
Okay.
So like in Zombie Walk, perky in my brain, I can tell it every time we talk. So it's like I say I'm on a perk because I used to fuck around with drugs. But I could tell it when I would look at myself in the mirror and talk to myself in my head, it wasn't the same version of me that I wanted to be. You know, It was a lot of conflict. So it's like, I will talk about the drugs and that does grab people's attention. But when you look deeper, I'm talking about what it does. Okay. Truly.
So talk to me a little bit about Zombie Walk. You know, what's the main inspiration behind the song, and talk to me a little bit about the creative process for it. Like, how was it all put together?
Well, I thought about Zombie Walk because I was currently coming off of a huge bender. I think it was like a 3-week-long bender where I was just like on something every single one of them days. And I was just realizing that I wasn't the person. Like, it was changing who I was as a person. And it was causing me to say and do things that just I would never identify with, truly. And so I made Zombie Walk as kind of like, I'm admitting to all this, but I also wanted to make the chorus very punchy, because and kind of rock, have a rock vocal feel to it, because it shows more of the pain of what that is. And then I wanted the verses to be very syllable heavy, and I wanted to very much so tell a story.
Okay. Syllable heavy in what sense? Like, you know, fast rapping, choppy, or, you know, just...
I like to start slow in the beginning of the verse and then pick it up because...
Pick up the pace.
Yeah. I actually get that inspiration from Eminem because he does that very often in all of his songs where he starts slow.
I hear you. That's yeah. actually a big inspiration for me too. That's something I notice a lot in my own creativity. Is it hard for you to be creative all the time? Do you ever like run out of creative juice, so to speak?
I feel like when you make your creativity so close to your heart and so close to who you are as a person, it's never hard. You're just at that point being yourself.
Do you think you'd be the same person without being a musician?
Yeah, definitely. I would still care about everybody the same way.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't have a way to tell people about it as much, and that would be painful for me.
I hear you.
So I'm just grateful that I have music, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely an expressive outlet. And I didn't ask you earlier, but I want to ask you now. Have you ever performed shows live or, you know, done anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been doing... first shows I actually ever did was a rap competition, and it was WGCI that was I think they had judges from WGCI at this competition, and I performed once in Madison, Wisconsin, and then once in Gary, Indiana, and we got like really great scores for performance. And I say we because it was technically for my buddy Jacobs, but he wanted to put the song that we did that's unreleased, Do the Most.
Nice.
And then we won that competition.
That's awesome, man.
And then after that, I did a bunch of like, I opened up for Lil TJ, I think it was. Yeah, Lil TJ. And then at Structure, we opened up for El Hitta, Queen Key, and Cowboy was supposed to show up to that one too.
Oh, there's some nice big Chicago names, man.
Yeah, but I ended up leaving early because Kobe had to get home, and I performed with him that night. So
nice.
But yeah, it was just I performed a bunch, and then I did a bunch of other smaller venues. But definitely have some experience. I just haven't released anything because it just didn't feel right, you know.
I hear you on that, and it's important to take your time. But that's why I wanted to ask you a little bit about that, you know, live performance aspect, because that's definitely, at least for me, when I'm on the stage, I definitely notice it's like a release, at least like a, it's kind of like a stress reliever, so to speak. And I wanted to ask you how COVID-19 has impacted you, you know, just with all the shutdowns and everything and everything, all that being closed and it being hard to get into a studio. How has that hit you as an artist?
Well, luckily, Lightspeed Studio and has always, you know, had open doors for me because they know I'm safe with it, and I social distance to my best capacity. But yeah, as far as the shows though, studio time was never an issue, but shows, yeah, I really miss doing shows. Honestly, it was how I would get an idea of what my songs, like how good they were.
Yeah.
And that was just kind of taken away from me. And it's just such a great vibe being at a show. Like you said, it's a stress reliever. It's just nice.
Is it the aspect of hearing your music just on a live PA system and just being able to hold a stage? Or is it the reaction you get from the fans and the audience watching?
It's the reaction, definitely.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what I do it for, you know.
I hear you on that. Talk to me a little bit more about your, you know, audience in terms of who they are and really who you're trying to reach out to. I know we spoke a little bit about, you know, the people who like Bottle Things and Bottle Rage, but give me a little bit more of a general outlook. Like, what would you say really is the key, you know, to your audience?
I think anybody who suffers from, like, because I have depression, and anybody who suffers from mental illness, addiction, anybody who's, you know, had a really rough upbringing, who's made choices in their life that they weren't really proud of. That's my audience.
Interesting. What do you think about mental health, the perception of mental health in society today? Do you think it's valued enough?
Oh, no. Therapy is definitely underrated. Nobody goes to see a therapist about most problems. And yeah, I think especially in like the hood, it's very like so much mental illness goes untreated and definitely understated in hip hop music.
I agree with you on that. That's a big talking point. And I want to delve into that a little bit more. You know, what do you think are some of the reasons for that? You know, what is the main reason that is?
Because
in your opinion,
hip hop is all about having fun most times. And I think I've figured out my own way of making these topics that people don't find as fun kind of hard, you know, like people will listen to this. And I think everybody will be very pleasantly surprised to hear that I'm talking about such serious topics, but they fucking love the songs. Every single person I show it to, they don't even know the message yet. But then when they listen deeper, it's just enjoyable both ways. I'm not even trying to pat myself on the back.
No, I hear you. I mean, it's definitely an admirable thing to do. You have that message, you know, it's a very positive message, and you're trying to package it in a way that's deliverable to a broader audience, people that are, you know, going to listen to it, you know, would you say at parties or maybe just, you know, it even if you want radio play or like the playlists or whatever, you know, what would you classify success for you as? Would it be that or, you know, what's success in your opinion?
Well, I can definitely see the song being played at parties, definitely a driving song. I drive to it all the time personally, and I've been told by a lot of my friends who I've sent the song to that they just enjoy listening to it while they're working out, for sure. But the platform, as far as like where I want to hear it, I want people to kind of just listen to it when they need it, you know? So I guess I haven't really imagined, oh, it'll be best on a stage, best in a car. I just think, you know, this is for them, like, just to feel good.
Message for the audience.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hear you on that, man. That's awesome. That's a really good thing, too. Talk to me a little bit about what way fans can support you, or how a community can support you, and, you know, what are you looking to do to give back to the community?
Well, I mean, I've never really thought about how people could help me, aside from listening to my music and streaming it when it comes out, but how I can give back? I'm not going to say I'm going to make a ton of money, but for now, my give back is the message. And hopefully if one person can say, hey, I heard what you were actually saying, or even if they're just like, oh, I didn't really pay attention to any of the message, but I just enjoyed it. It's good enough for me. That's giving back. And maybe later down the line, when I have more notoriety and a little bit more money, then I can say, hey, community outreach programs, you know, my dream is to hopefully have a community outreach program in the hood, south side of Chicago and other places like that, maybe help out the situation, work with some people, use the money for some good instead of just buy myself chains or whatever.
In what way do you want to create change?
I think education is the most important thing. Just pumping as much money as possible into educating people who are in low-income communities, because that's, like, in my mind, the easiest way that you can boost the community is to raise the GPA.
Okay. I hear you on that. That's a very good plan. Talk to me a little bit. I want to switch gears. Talk to me a little bit about your favorite musician. You mentioned a few names earlier, but who would you say is, like, your all-time number one top influence?
Probably Eminem. Yeah.
What about, you know, Eminem's music drew you into it? Into him?
Just the whole idea of everybody just didn't like his ass at first, and yeah, he still worked through it. And I felt not necessarily like that, but, you know, I feel like working through your problems is just a message everybody can get with.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's definitely something I resonate with as well, and I'm sure a lot of the audience does too. What do you think Eminem would say if given the chance to listen to your music? You know, what tips would he give you? Do you think he'd sign you right off the bat? What do you think he would say about your music?
Well, I definitely don't make my music similar to what Eminem would probably like to listen to. I don't know what he likes.
I hear you.
You know, he might be like, oh, this is really great. Or he might be like, oh, this is just some pop shit. Get it out of my face. I don't know. You know, it's sort of like I have tons of different influences. Eminem was just the guy who got me started.
Yeah.
As far as, like, you know, Eminem, Lil Wayne, and then, you know, it went from there. But yeah, Travis Scott, another big influence. I have tons.
Like, he's huge.
Yeah.
What would you say motivates you outside of music? You know, just outside of the whole creating music, being a part of the process, performing, outside of all of that, what do you think really, you know, just keeps you going?
Outside of music, what keeps me going? Honestly, my family, my friends. I care about everybody that I, you know, I can't tell you I love you and then not live to see you prosper and live to see all the great things happen and enjoy those experiences with you.
I hear you. Just another question I wanted to ask you here. It's a question I ask every artist that comes by. If you could describe your music to me in a scene or an image, you know, using either colors or objects or people or shapes or whatever, how would you describe your music in one image? Sort of paint the picture for me, I guess.
Imagine my head being like split open, and then there's like a blue crystal skull, and he's like laughing. He's obviously in a lot of pain, but he's still laughing maniacally. And like, but you can tell that he's not evil. You can tell that he's good of heart. But yeah, that's the picture I want to paint with it.
Sounds scary yet badass at the same time.
Thanks, man.
I can't lie, man. That's pretty awesome. I like that. I'll definitely have to give it a shot and see what the music's all about.
Bet.
Where can we find your music?
For now, nowhere, because I'm going to release. Like I said before, April 3rd is when I'm shooting the video for Zombie Walk. I'm going to be putting up the cover that I'm going to put for Zombie Walk early. Mm-hmm. And that's just, that's probably going to drop in like a week just to let everybody know
okay. What's
going on.
I guess the right question to ask is, where do you plan to release the music? You know, is it going to be mainly on YouTube? Are you looking to put it on all platforms?
All platforms.
All platforms. Cool.
Definitely.
Definitely. That's the move, I feel like. And where can we follow you? What are your social media handles?
My social media is Lou the Saint, LOU underscore the Saint. And you can't find me on Spotify yet, but you will soon.
Okay, cool. No worries. So Lou the Saint, Lou underscore the Saint. Is that on Instagram?
Yeah, that's on Instagram.
Cool.
At Lou underscore the Saint.
And do you have a Facebook page as well?
Yeah, I'm there as Louis the Saint.
Cool. All right. Awesome. Just, another place where you can find you at. Definitely excited to hear some of the music. Is there any closing statements, any last shout outs you want to give out before we wrap up the show?
Well, I just wanted to shout out my studio, Lightspeed Studio, one more time, and shout out J Cups, shout out Red Eyes KBZ, shout out Lil Mac, shout out 10K Kobe, and shout out Harris.
Thank you very much,
man. And Pronto Valid.
Yes, sir.
This shit was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you coming through today. It was very cool, very interesting conversation. I'm excited to hear the track, so I look forward to doing this again one day in the future.
Bet.
All right. Take care, man.